Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
The common denominator between all these great communicators is their ability to explain things in very simple terms, easy to understand, no matter what. My father was nicknamed, for those of you guys Latinos, El Doctor Arroz y Habichuelas, the rice and beans doctor. First of all, he was not a doctor, but people called him a doctor because he was such a good communicator that people felt that he was more educated than their own doctors. So they called him a doctor. They called him the rice and beans doctor because in Puerto Rico, the simplest form of food is rice and beans. The easiest things to make, the fastest thing to consume, the most common, the cheapest, the most affordable, rice and beans. So when you say something like, he was explaining things in rice and beans, it's like the simplest, easiest way to communicate something. So when you're explaining a subject, the way you get in trouble is by explaining it above people's heads because you feel that you have to come across as an intellect and you have to sound intelligent. So you start using words and language that your audience doesn't know because you feel that if you don't, they're not gonna think that you're intelligent. But it's quite the opposite. So in the social media game, you wanna grow, you wanna simplify things. I have an analogy in the game of content creation that I like to use. Let's say that you're a car mechanic and your job is to fix vehicles and change oils and spark plugs and rotations of tires and so on. If you want to really blow up your shop and get a lot of business, you go to the social media world and you show everybody exactly how to never need your services, how to change all the spark plugs themselves, how to not need a mechanic, how to change oils, how to do the rotations, everything. Break it down step by step. Just break down the whole thing. And if you do that, you're gonna have more business than what you can handle because you're explaining things. You're like getting people out of a condition of ignorance. So that creates this loyalty. People start feeling like, if they're gonna give business to somebody, they give business to you because you gave them so much value. So it's a very, very important way of attacking the social media content game or just the overall content game before you start telling them, hey, if you wanna get my information, you better buy something from me. You should give them value and you should educate them and inspire them and entertain them without expecting anything in return. Commit to creating and posting content consistently. The word commitment. Let's define that word. I'm gonna use this thing called ChatGPT. It stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. It's a type of artificial intelligence developed by OpenAI that's designed to understand and generate human-like text based on the input it receives. It learns from a vast amount of text data to generate responses that can mimic human conversation, making it useful for a wide range of applications like answering questions, providing information, and even engaging in casual chat. Is this artificial? Let's see what it says. Yes, it's artificial. It's like a robot brain that's made using computers and special programs to think and talk like a person, but it's not alive like we are. ChatGPT is like the Tesla of artificial intelligence. Tesla was the one that set the trend with Elon Musk, and then all the other vehicles started coming and doing companies, Mercedes and BMWs, and everybody else is trying to catch up. But Tesla was the one that got it going. They just got going with the technology. ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence tool that got it started. They were the first ones to boom, and they put pressure on everybody else. And now Google is trying to catch up, and Apple is trying to catch up, and they're all trying to catch up. But this company called OpenAI, their name is very appropriate because they made it open. That's the one thing about artificial intelligence that is different now. It's been around for several decades, but now it's open and we have access to it. If you guys think about artificial intelligence, Teslas have been around for a while, right? Well, their system is artificial intelligence. Well, who's heard of those little robots that clean the floors? Well, they're artificial intelligence. Like Siri on the iPhones, artificial intelligence. They have been around for a long time. The general population, for the first time, has access. And that is the difference between what's happening right now in the last 24 months and 4 years ago, we didn't have access to that. So it's part of like, I like to describe the subject of artificial intelligence in the same category as social media, in the same category as the internet. There are three things, I'm telling you as a marketer and as a business guy that I live on every single day, three things have built today's economy and will continue building today's economy for a long time. Internet, social media, artificial intelligence. Those are the three things that the future is going to depend on for businesses, for growth, for attention. You gotta be a part of them. If you're not, you're gonna be left behind. Internet, social media, artificial intelligence. You guys in the US remember Dougie Hauser? Remember that? Doogie, right? I call him Dougie because I'm Puerto Rican and my accent is terrible. But Dougie Hauser, what made him special was his ability to learn at the speed that he could learn. He could read a book. Like, he would open up my book. This book has 177 pages. How long does it take you to read a book like this if you don't stop? I would say if you read 15 pages, you focus for an hour, right? Like, you might get through it in 5-6 hours, right? This is like 5-6 hours, okay? Focused. Well, we can now learn what's inside this book in 5 minutes. So imagine the super hyper learning era that we're at. Super hyper learning, right?
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.